In the chukosai teleichu, ves mitzvosai tishmeru, vasisimusa. In the chukosai teleichu, what's it talking about? If you want to say it's talking about shmiras mitzvos, haray, shmiras mitzvos amur, it says, mitzvosai tishmeru. So what's the chukosai teleichu? Shetiu amilim b'torah. So what's amilus b'torah mean? So there's a lot of what to say, obviously, about amilus b'torah, but I want to share with you an idea I heard of with Shabbos, with a shmak idea, and add a little bit, maybe, of my own ha'ora. Amelus b'torah means that the effort, the work that we put in, that's the lufum tzara agra. That's what we usually say, even if you don't come out with the pshat, at the end of the day, even if you don't understand the effort that you put in, that's where the schar comes from. Right? Like I one time heard a mushel. I have a person who's he's a shoemaker. Shoemaker. So he makes shoes, everybody in the local town goes to buy from the shoemaker the shoes. And years go by, and he's the shoemaker in the town for years and years. As he gets older, he starts not to be as good as profession as he used to be. He can't, you know, make the shoes as tight, as firm as they used to be. It takes him longer to do the work than it used to take him. And so as he gets older, he starts charging more money on top of everything. He starts charging more money for the shoes. So people start complaining to him. And they're like, what are you doing? It takes you, instead of taking you a week to make the shoes, now it takes you a month, and you're charging us quadruple the price. He's like, yeah, exactly. I'm charging quadruple the price. It takes me four times as long to make the shoes. So I'm going to charge you four times the price. You know? They will tell him, okay, now we're going to go to the other shoemaker. We're not coming to you anymore. But when it comes to Torah, no. The longer you work, the harder it is. Even if you produce in the end not the best quality shoes. You don't understand the full pshat. So Hashem gives schar according to the effort. So that's one side of Lefum Tzara Agra, one side of Amelus, and that's certainly true. And that's the Iker point. But there's another part of Amelus, Rabbosai, we should all be Zochem, Mirtz Hashem, one day to appreciate this side also. Which is that even when you do know the Pshat, even when you do understand the Sugya, so it's a Mitzvah's Talmud Torah to go ahead and learn it again anyway. To be Amel in the same Sugya again. That's also Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. You know it, you're holding, learn it again. Right? Like the Gemara says in somewhere, in Erechin, that the difference between Oved Hashem v'asher lo avado. It's the difference between somebody who's an Eved Hashem and somebody who isn't. Somebody learns something 100 times, somebody learns something 101 times. Because the 101st time, you already know it. But the Amelus Shetuyu Amelum B'Torah, even though I already know it. So we're both saying, what is this, a chok? What is this, a chok? Like Paraduma? What? Like Shatnez? That I should learn Torah even though I already know the Pshat, I already understand it fully, I should learn it again just as an inexplicable rule? That's why? What is this? What is this, a chok? So I heard B'Shem Rav Shimon Shkop. I was looking it up in the Shar Yosher today, in the Hakdama, which is a Geshmaka Hakdama to the Shar Yosher, but I didn't get to finish it, so I'm not sure if it's there yet or not, if not somewhere else. But Rav Bosai, this is not a chok. This is not a chok. This is not a chok. What's the idea over here? The idea is that when a person puts effort into something, he creates a relationship with it. The more you invest in something, the stronger the relationship that you create. So even if you're a super genius and you understand the pshat the first time, so you have to be amel, you have to chazer and chazer and chazer. Besides the fact that it will help you remember it, even if you're a genius, you're not necessarily going to remember it. But even if you would remember it, you have a mitzvah anyway to chazer it again. Why? Because that investment creates a relationship with Torah. And the Medrash says the following. Listen to this Medrash. This I heard quoted, that it was quoted by Rav Shimon Shkop. That's why I want to see it inside. I have to find this Medrash because it's the opposite of what we're used to hearing. That when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, so he sees the Egel Azav and he breaks the Luchos. He breaks the Luchos. The Medrash says that Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a complaint. He said, Moshe, you know why you broke the Luchos? Because you were on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights and I gave you the Torah as a gift. Right? Like the Pasuk says, Umimidbar matana, umimatana nachliel. That call it Mesim Atzmo Kimidbar, the Torah Nitnalo Matana. That Moshe Rabbeinu was such a humble person, he made himself like the desert, like he was free for everybody. So Hashem gave him the Torah as a gift. The Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu as a gift because of his humility. And Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he comes to complain. He says, Moshe, you just broke those duchos. You know why you broke them? Because I gave you the Torah as a gift. If you didn't have to work hard and struggle to get the Torah, you never would have broken the duchos. Because you didn't have that investment that comes along with hard work. Because the Torah you got was given as a gift. Now, Rabosai, that brings home the point, but it's the opposite of what you're used to hearing, right? We're used to hearing, right? The pasuk says, "Psol lecha shnei luchos avanim karishonim asher shibarta," which you broke. And Rashi says over there from Chazal, "Yashar kocha chash shibarta." Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu shekoyach. You did the right thing by breaking the luchos. So how can these two midrashim go together? On the one hand, Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu with a complaint. You broke the luchos. You never would have done that if you would have not gotten the Torah as a gift. If you would have worked on the Torah the way you should have, or but if you would have worked just the mitzvahs, you would have worked on the Torah and gotten it by working. You never would have broken the luchos. On the one hand, on the other hand, Hashem says, "Shekoyach, you did the right thing by breaking the luchos." Well, which is it? And Rabosai, I think the answer to that is both. It's pashut that it's both. Objectively speaking, what was the right thing to do under those circumstances? B'nai Yisrael make an egel, do a avodah zarah. You have to break the luchos. But if you would have worked on it, if you would have put in the effort that it takes to get the Torah, you never would have been able to bring yourself to do that. You would have had such a deep connection, a love for Torah, even though the right thing would be to break the luchos, you wouldn't have been able to do it. And that's also, there's also a claim against you for that. There's a taromis against you for that. Because if you loved it enough, you were invested enough, you would have loved it to the point where you couldn't have done it even though that was the right thing to do. And that's also a problem. Rabosai, the pasuk says in Mishlei, which I spoke about earlier in the year, is such a beautiful pasuk, I love the pasuk. Al kol b'shayim techasa ahava. When a person loves something, or someone, and you're invested in something or someone, so you don't see the shortcomings. The love is so overwhelming that there's things that get overlooked. And maybe they shouldn't be overlooked. If everything was midas adin, I shouldn't overlook those shortcomings. They're shortcomings. But the love makes me overlook it. And if we love the Torah enough, and the way to get there is by putting in the effort to be invested enough, I'll kol pishayim techasa ahava. So I love it to the point where maybe I'll even do things I shouldn't do. I'll stay up too late one night learning, right? Rav Eisenstein learned today the Taz and Evan Ezra with some of the boys about how you have to get a good night's sleep so you can learn better. And that's true, 100%. 100%. But sometimes you love the Torah so much you don't want to let go. So you stay up too late one night. It's not the end of the world. You stayed up too late one night and you're tired the next day. Okay. But try not to. But sometimes it happens because I'm so in, because I don't want to let go. And I shouldn't. And sometimes I don't do the right thing because of that. And that's okay. That's also okay. It's a beautiful thing. Sometimes we have to make a decision out of that coming from that place. And Rabosa, you can see it in your life. Sometimes we make other decisions. And it's al kol b'shayim techasa ahava in the opposite direction. And you know it's not right. But it's such a good chill. I just want to do it. Al kol b'shayim techasa. So that's what I love. So I overlook the negative sides of those things. And we all do this in every area of our lives. We're not able to be fully objective. We all have certain things that we like and we enjoy. And when it comes to those things, so we overlook the negative side of those things. But we have to be aware of that. When we're making decisions, and that awareness should cause us to give it a second thought and say, wait a second, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And I'm not going to let the heart win over the mind. Okay, boys. Subscribe. Stop that.